challenges did the Chargers offense represent?
They got a gunslinger, and they got a fast receiver core, and all those guys are very dynamic in catching the ball and making big plays after the catch. So that's what we see big time. They got a great, I would say great yet. He's going to become great, but they got a good running back there. And use him well. He's very patient in the run game, so we got to stay square shoulders and play our gaps and play honest.
What was your reaction this week to the defense taking as much criticism as it has?
We love it. It's just now the time to prove to what we can do, what we are going to do, and how we are.
Is it fair to call this an angry team right now?
Angry team? Mm-hmm. Motivated. I want to say angry. We ain't angry at anything, I mean, besides ourselves. So other than that, we are motivated to just prove to ourselves, prove to everybody else that we're still a team. We're still here.
How important of a week is it for you in particular as a team leader to kind of gather this team together and make sure things don't fall apart?
Very, very important. Just keeping guys in the right mindset is definitely big. And keeping guys in tune to what we're doing and staying together, because if we split and start pointing fingers, that's when the team break apart and everybody start doing their own thing, and then it really looks bad.
Notice anything that leads you to believe that might happen, or do you think this team is still solidly together?
We're still solid. Nothing that I've seen, nothing that I've heard, and that's been going on within the defense or within the offense or the team or our special teams, we still fight. And that's the best part about this team.
As one of the leaders on this team, what are your words? What sort of message can you give to them to motivate them to finally get that win?
Oh man, back's against the wall, and we got all eyes against us. So let's prove to the world what we can do. That's my motivation.
How have they responded, do you feel? How have your teammates responded to the challenge just before you?
Oh man, we responded well. Today was like a great practice. The guys was all in tune. We was having fun out there, and not thinking about what's going on outside. We're worried about just us and how we need to play and within ourselves and motivating ourselves to play each and every down to make sure we don't have any mistakes on the field, so we can make game-changing plays and play great on Sunday.
Lando, what has the frustration level been with the way tight ends have played against you guys? You've got a lot of touchdowns.
Just scheme-wise, they're scheming us, so now we have to change our scheme. They know what we would like to run in the red zone, so now it's time to change it up. So we're definitely going to do that.
I mean, has it been, I'm sure you take pride in keeping tight ends out of the end zone.
Correct.
Yourself, I mean, that's one of your jobs.
Correct, definitely. So, but I mean, we don't really play man-to-man down there, so that's why I mean we're going to change the scheme up and see and change it up and make sure we give them different looks.
When you look at L.A.'s tight ends, obviously, besides the age difference, what's the difference in the skill set can you see between Antonio Gates and Hunter Henry?
Antonio still got speed. That's what I would say. I think Hunter runs a little bit more swift than the routes than him. He's more fluid in the tips, and that's just because of the age difference between the two. Gates got I'm not calling him old. He's still a great player, but at the same time, that age catch up with you, and you got younger guys playing against you, so we kind of move a little bit fluently. And when I'm watching between the two, Hunter's kind of slow, so I can kind of sit on his routes. I still got to play honest with Gates because he still has speed that he could beat us over the top.
Coach McAdoo was saying that he plans to simplify things just a little bit, mm-hmm. in practice and going forward. How could that help?
We play simple, we play great, we play faster because we know what we want to do, we know what we have to do, and we stick to the game plan. And if we stick to the game plan and what we practice and what we've done on the field, we should just contribute onto the field on Sunday.
Landon, looking back over, the start of the season, do you feel you guys have been flying around like you were last year, or do you feel that like maybe there's been some hesitation?
I feel like there's just been some hesitation with the guys. We're not playing sound. We're not playing like we are. We trust in what we're doing, and that's where we have to just be on the same page and make sure that we know each and every detail of what we're supposed to be doing.
Does simplifying things mean doing less or just doing it better?
I would say doing what we do best, and that's what we know best, and with the play calls that we know how to play at 100% and have awareness of what we're supposed to be doing.
When you get out into the community, I don't know if you interact with the grocery store or just mm-hmm. gas station, whatever. Mm-hmm. Do you hear from fans and what is their level of concern been when you get
Most of the time I hear from fans. I mean, at the beginning it was more of the offense and the offensive line. Now it's the offense moving the ball, and now it's more of the defense. We have to stick together and stop the run game. So it goes back and forth. But, I mean, the fans, they would just say, it's within here and what we have to do as a team and what we have to do on defense of whole and stop the run and stop. And from there, we stop the big plays.